You're listening to a PLWC podcast brought to you by the People Living with Cancer website. This website is produced by the world's leading professional organization for doctors who treat people with cancer, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing a decision aid tool developed by ASCO and Cancer Care Ontario to help people who have had surgery for non-small cell lung cancer, or NSCLC, talk with their doctor about whether to have chemotherapy after surgery. This podcast will be led by Dr. Christopher Azzoli, who is an assistant member at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. Dr. Azzoli is also a medical oncologist on the ASCO Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer Expert Panel. This PLWC podcast will explain how this decision aid tool can help patients and their doctors communicate more effectively and how it should be used. And ASCO would like to thank Dr. Azzoli for summarizing these findings.
Hello, my name is Christopher Azzoli, and I'm a medical oncologist who works at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, New York. I specialize in the treatment of patients with non-small cell lung cancer, which is the most common form of lung cancer. The best treatment for non-small cell lung cancer is to have a surgeon remove the cancer, usually by removing a lobe of the lung or an entire lung, thereby removing the entire tumor. However, even after the cancer has been completely removed by a surgeon, the cancer may still come back. And the risk of the cancer coming back depends upon the size of the cancer and the location of the cancer at the time of surgery. And your doctors should be able to report to you whether you have a high risk or a low risk of recurrence, depending on these factors. Now, what I do as a medical oncologist is give chemotherapy to patients with non-small cell lung cancer. And over the last 15 years, clinical trials have shown that taking chemotherapy after surgery can reduce the risk of the cancer coming back. And as a medical oncologist, it is very exciting for me to assist surgeons in curing more patients with non-small cell lung cancer by giving them chemotherapy after their surgery. This is called adjuvant chemotherapy. Now, adjuvant chemotherapy is not guaranteed to help a patient. And in fact, there are a lot of side effects that the patient must tolerate. The chemotherapy is typically given over 4 months, and during these 4 months, patients may experience fatigue or nausea, loss of appetite, hair loss, lowering of their blood counts, especially the white blood count, which can lead to infection. And in fact, some patients have developed life-threatening infections during chemotherapy. So these side effects occur during the 4 months of therapy. Even after the therapy is completed, patients could be left with numbness in their fingers and toes or hearing loss due to nerve damage caused by the chemotherapy. And this can be a lifelong problem. This occurs in approximately 3 to 5% of patients. So given these side effects and the dangers involved, and the fact that the chemotherapy is not guaranteed to help, the decision about whether or not to take chemotherapy after surgery for non-small cell lung cancer is often a difficult decision. And certainly this decision should be a shared decision between the oncologist and the patient who's going to take the chemotherapy. Now, every patient is different in how they like to make medical decisions. Some patients feel that the doctor knows best, and they will do whatever the doctor recommends based on the doctor's experience and expertise. Other patients like to be more involved and to learn more. In fact, some patients would like to know as much as the doctor does with regards to the statistics about the risk of the cancer coming back and the amount of benefit that the chemotherapy will afford. And so for patients who like statistics, who really want to know the numbers involved in making these treatment decisions, we at ASCO have put together a decision aid tool. this decision aid tool is a 4-page document with charts and graphs which reflect the statistics of the decision regarding adjuvant chemotherapy. So you can see in actual numbers how many patients benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy and also how many patients will have side effects or even permanent problems as a result of adjuvant chemotherapy. Now, to have information in this level of detail is a wonderful thing for patients and doctors to have a real better understanding, a true understanding of the level of benefit and risk involved in these decisions so that a patient can make an informed decision. And this information can really help to motivate a patient to take adjuvant chemotherapy if they feel their risk of recurrence is unacceptably high. This information can also convince a patient not to take adjuvant chemotherapy because they feel the chance of benefit is too small for them to subject themselves to the side effects of chemotherapy. If you are facing a decision about whether or not to take additional therapy, especially chemotherapy, following surgery for non-small cell lung cancer, then you may ask your physician to use these decision aid tools during your meeting with the physician to make this decision. We hope that by improving patient understanding, both doctors and patients will be better satisfied with the decisions they make regarding the treatment of this dangerous disease. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Azzoli. More information on the latest advances in lung cancer can be found at www.plwc.org. Thank you for listening to this PLWC podcast.